I just want to read two verses to connect this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Because I want us to understand this thought about why the focus is on the head, the mind. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. I'll read verse 3 so we have the connection. But if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this age hath blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So you see, it's not the natural eyes, it's the mind that is blinded to the glorious light of the gospel. For the call I read, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, about the renewing of the mind. In the armor here, one of the most important pieces was the breastplate of righteousness, right? Because we can be attacked and destroyed by a blow physically to the heart area. You can also be destroyed by a blow to the head. Boxes hit for the head. When the head comes down, the body, or actually go for the body to bring the head down, and then the head is for the knockout. The enemy is looking to knock us out, and he does it through the mind. The second verse I want to connect is Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, to connect the thought of salvation with the helmet. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. It says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, in this part of the verse, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So our minds, the glorious light of the gospel was shone in our minds that we could see a man who has sacrificed himself for us. We're now on, if you would, the side of Christian ground, salvation. So that's where it begins, eternally secure in him. But now the practical aspect of this is every day working out with fear, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It is that the mind works out the practical realities that I am saved, I'm secure in him, a settled issue. But then what about the struggles that I have every day with that which is brought before me? The helmet of salvation shields, brings, in a very practical way, me into the reality that my mind has to be changed to the thinking of Christ. That's why Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's a completely different way of thinking. So the world wants to put garbage in our mind, the images. And this is why, you know, we often harp on the media and television and the things we read, and we spoke about music. All of these things first lay hold in the mind. Mm-hmm. People sit and say, well, look how he's behaving. Well, I want to tell you where it started. It started in his mind. Right? He's sitting in his, he got a little room with a picture on it and stuff like that. He doesn't have all the whatever's going on. And just sitting there alone in his mind is where the enemy enters something. And then a day later, well, you see it being acted out. But it's the mind. So that's why it's the helmet of salvation. It's working out that salvation with fear and trembling every day. It's the protection that we have from salvation to the practical application of that in our life.
So let me, because I think it is really important, and this matter of mind, that you say what the mind is a terrible thing to waste. This is really the most prized part of you, your mind, your faculty. It's very hard to define what mind is, but whatever. It is the faculty, the capability to reason and to think. And you need to protect that as a believer, as a young believer, as an older believer, all the time, all the time. I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Tony, you read 1 Corinthians. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to underline that verse in your Bible, because that entry of the enemy to you is going to be through thoughts. Thoughts. You would be sitting alone, nobody saying anything. thoughts will come in. And it will shape the way you conduct yourself. It's an unseen thing, a thought, an image. So let me read that chapter 10, verse 5, our weapon of warfare. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds, casting down, underline that, imaginations, fantasies, imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Rationalism, intellectualism, what's so called in many of the universities, the idea of attacking the person of God, the idea of attacking the person of the Lord Jesus, mocking the idea that it's a fairy-tale thing, it's for the weak mind. You know, if you are really intelligent and you have reason, you could think by your mind that this whole thing is, it doesn't make anything. And I wonder, and I want to challenge you, how many of you could defend the faith? The Apostle Peter said that you will be able to answer questions concerning the hope that's in you. And what you say, oh, they don't believe in the Bible, they're just dummies. No. You need to be able to know the Word of God very well, to build an ability to defend any thought that comes in. Because you know what? When I sit and listen to somebody that explain in a very skillful, articulated way with much experience because he have gone, he got his PhDs, he got all of his theses in this matter, and I'm sitting there, I'm an undergraduate, I don't really know much, and I'm listening to that stuff. You know what? This guy's an authority. He knows what he's talking about. Perhaps there is no God. Perhaps this whole thing of Christianity is just a man made up something. Pulling down every thing, high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So thoughts will come in. What does the helmet of salvation does? The matter of salvation, eternal salvation, is secure because that's what the Word of God said it, and I know it. I know it. My salvation from the present of sin will take place when I will be raptured to be taken with the Lord. But the present salvation, that's really the helmet of salvation is for. It is the present salvation that is every time when you are bombarded and you are allowed thoughts to come to your mind via music. Whatever. I like this music, but I don't like that music. And then I like that music, but you don't like that music. Just be very, very careful. All I'm going to say is this. Be very, very careful of what everything comes into your mind. Because sometimes the relic is really, you don't listen to it that much. It's the beating, it's the music that kind of shadow everything. And sometimes the enemy sneaks some doctrine that is not true. And because of the hymn, or because of the song, you are singing that thing and you are really oblivious of what the thought implanted in your mind through that. So all I'm saying is this, whatever kind of music, Christian or non-Christian, I'm not going to label anything. I have my own view on these things, but I just want to tell you this. Be very, very careful when you listen to an intellectual person. Be very, very careful when you listen to anything, music or non-music. Be very careful when you watch everything. These images, I made that comment the other day about the little thing cut, and Joe reminded me of somebody who have said the same thing. But I remember very well when we were working in the lab in experiences, they will tell us to put gloves on. And to make sure if somebody got cut because he's touching something, especially if you're working with bacteria and stuff, to be very, very careful because all it takes is a paper thin cut, a little cut, that get in contact with something that will contaminate and destroy your body. It's not a big, 20 inches cut. It's a little cut. And he mentioned to me, somebody said, the paper thin cut in our souls, in our brains, that seep in and let things go, get in there, that present salvation would not be enjoyed. Through your mind, through thoughts that comes in, through imagination, through fantasies, through things that you see, and trust me, the things that you see, it's all production. It is not real. It is not real. But it kind of implants in your head something that you yearn for, and you start going after these things, and you know what? There is no satisfaction. So just be very careful. Guard your mind. Put that helmet of salvation for present salvation. That don't let anything, and anytime thought's going to come. So anytime thought comes in, pull it down. To what? To the captivity of Christ. You know what I'm saying? I said earlier, yesterday, Christ is the captain. He is Lord. I need to bring everything subject to Him. Is that thought matching to Him? Is that thought matching to His Word? Watch for reasoning. And when we're young, we like to kind of like, you know, argue just the way. And some of us are more, you know, capable in reasoning. Bring everything to the captivity of Christ.